This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger, that's all.
Just an announcement. After Yom Tov, in the mornings, instead of the second Shia, which is on Milchas Chinuch, in the mornings we're going to learn Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 10 to 11, to 11:30, the later Pratim of Bava Metzia. Second, third, fourth, sixth Pelag of Bava Metzia. So we learn Bava Metzia Tuesday morning, anyhow, 9:30. But from 10 to 11 to 11:30, instead of Mitzvah Shechina, we're going to learn Gemara and the various Pratim of Bava Metzia. Chof Aleph, Amid Aleph. Four lines up from the bottom. Why does the Mishnah have to say behemoth? That you can feed behemoths with chametz in the time that is mutter for you to eat, so you can feed your behemoths with chametz. Why mention chaya? Chaya means not the regular behemoths like sheep and goats and cattle, but it means cats and domestic weasels. So why tell us that? Answer the Imam. So the Eton the Behemoth, if you belong just Behemoth, I would say the Eim is Shire. If the Behemoth would leave over some of the chametz, chozilei, so the man of the house would see it. It's in the stable. Therefore, he would get rid of it before the time of Isur chametz. So therefore, that's more pushit that is mutter to feed Behemoth. Avol chayeh, but a domestic weasel. The e mishayeh. If it leaves over something of chametz, kol matzlo, it'll hide it. And if he hides it, then he might find it on yontiv and eat it. Or he might find it on yontiv and not destroy it and leave it on bal yehoyah. Now there's another pshat. We'll have time, we'll talk about another pshat. Right now I'm saying the most simple pshat. In the case of a chaya, we a domestic weasel, if she hides it, then he might discover it on yontiv and might either eat it or he might neglect to destroy it and be able to value it. So, I might say to a chaya, you shouldn't feed anything, even in the time when the slow moves to eat chametz, because it's too close to Pesach. So he tells us, no, even a chaya is moved to feed, as long as you yourself are mutter to eat. We eat on the chayah. If you want chayah, I would say, chayah, mishum di mishayah. If she leaves over, mios at least, matzah, she hides it. If she hides it, so it's like buried. Therefore, you don't know about it, and you're not over. Ah, well, behemoth, if you feed behemoths with chametz before Pesach, zimn and sometimes the mishayah, she might leave over the chametz in the open, on the ground, in the stable. Lo ma'asek adayte, it wouldn't enter his mind that he has to get rid of it. He wouldn't think about it. Because oyalei bevayu and beiver balyoy or bayamotzim, because it's in the open. Aim, I would say, lo, you shouldn't be able to feed behemoths even while it's still mutter for you to eat, because behemoth might leave open on the ground. So he has to tell us, even behemoths you can feed. Now, why mention Eifers? So he says, Eifers are superfluous. Lomali, I did it on it since you learned behemoth lechaya, finally, say that aside. So the Mishnah is telling us that we're not afraid. We say most likely the behemoth and lechaya will consume everything we give them. Most likely they won't leave over. Since it's still the time when it's mutter for you to eat, so it's mutter to feed them, and we're not afraid. That's the mission is telling us. Now look in Rashi, seven lines up from the bottom. Rashi. Behemoth. Rashi. Behemoth. Imi shayva chozer. He'll see it. Shein darko latsin. A behemoth doesn't bury any food in holes. Ah, well, chaya, kegon chul dinamir vechosu. Chul dinamir are domestic weasels and a cat. Da'akom rasi, sometimes they hide things. So to tell us, even them, it's mutter to feed. V'yiton echaya, I mean, I would say, chaya is better to feed, because mishum di'im eshayim, if she leaves something over, ma'asino, she'll hide it. You won't be able because you don't see it. Now look in the side, in the margin. Svara macher. He the over the bal yemotz. If the chayah would hide it, only is ever in bal yemotz. Because it's found. But the bal yoyel over. So the question arises, why should be ever even a bal yemotz if it's buried? That question we have to see yet. We'll soon in taste this. But in this remark on this side makes a distinction. Bal Yehoi won't behave because it's not in the open. But Bal Yehoi will behave because it's there, even though it's concealed. Now we go on with Rasha further. Balabadai, he might feed the behemoth, and the behemoth might leave over something in the open, and it won't be on the mind of the owner, Levatle. To be mevatlet. If it would be mevatlet, even if it's left in the open, it's not over. Only midrabbani has to get rid of it. Because beetle is enough menatet. We're afraid that when he'll be mevatlet, he won't be mevatlet. That was the behemoth left over. Because he didn't see it. Now, that's according to Anusa, where you don't say, I'm mevatlet all comets, whether I saw it or not. Because if you say that, nothing to be afraid of. But if a person is mevatel, I'm mevatel chometz. So probably is mevatel only what he knows about. What he doesn't know about is not mevatel. Therefore, we're afraid the behemoth might leave open in the stable, on the ground. It's in the open. He could see it if he looked. But he wouldn't know that it's left open in the stable. So when he's mevatel chometz, he's not mevatel that which is in the stable. Of course, I'm repeating, if you would say, the lo de chamite, or the lo chamite, whether I saw it or didn't see it, I'm about to everything, nothing to worry about. First, you have that little piece of Rashi. Tesis, v'yashminen. Tesis, v'yashminen. V'yashminen chaye, that is mutter to feed a chaye. I would say, there, it's a svare. Mishum de matzim, because the chayah is behind it. The chayah hides it, he doesn't see it. So Tei says, what about the avere of Bal Yatmin? It's also to hide chometz. Well, ain't ever mishum Bal Yatmin. He's not ever on the east of not hiding chometz. Can't hide chometz. Let's get rid of it. The Tei says, no. The Bal Yatmin, Nafkilom Ilam, Elo Yemotze. There's no Yisrael Bal Yatmin in the Torah. It comes from the Pasuk Elo Yemotze. So we say, Ein Zer Motze. Kiven Shein Yodua, he doesn't know where it is. The Yisrael of Hadi Chametz, if you know where it is, you hid it. So it's awesome. Even Bal Yemotze, it's there. But suppose Achaya was buried, and you don't know where, you're not even Bal Yemotze. So Bal Yatmin wouldn't apply in a case like that. That's why I would think giving it to a chayah is preferable. But the chayah conceals it. It's not in the open, and it's hidden, in a place where you don't know where it is, and you can't see it. So you're not able. So a little piece of taste first. V'chein mashma, so it seems in Perek Kamen. The reporting will ask, why do you say, Abedik, Sorech Levatel? Why do you need that? The chimash kachas, if he'll find chomes during Pesach, let him be mevatel there. Mashma, it seems, the whole kemo de lo mashkech, as long as he did not find the chomes, lo omer b'bal yoleh. So we see that the fact that there's chomes, but it's concealed from you, you're not eva. As soon as you see it, then you're eva, unless you immediately are mevatel it, or destroy it. But suppose you don't know about it and it's not visible, you're not Eva, because it's concealed, therefore you're not Eva. You don't know where it is. Of course, if you concealed it, then it's Balyat. If you didn't conceal it, it was concealed by a Kaya, and you don't know where it is, you're not Eva in anything, cases say that. Remark on the side on the Rashi, the Sforim Acherim states that if a Kaya would conceal it, he wouldn't be Eva Balyoy, but he'd be Eva Balyamotze. So, and Tesvis is telling us, not Eva Balyamotze, if a Chaya concealed it, because he didn't do it himself, and he doesn't know where it is. Hikshir Evo Ashba, in the Tesvis. Heichi Shori Lahach, Lechaya Shadaka Lahachin, how is it permitted to feed to a Chaya, whose derech is to hide things, what name Pelakame, Ma Shemeshaya, any chometz that you leave over the night time after the first bedikas chometz, you had put it in a secure place. Kedei shelo titel chulde b'fonu, because a weasel might take it away in his presence. A weasel might come in and seize a piece of chometz that he left over in his presence. V'yitzori b'dika, you have to make b'dika again and the whole house to look for it. So we see that if a weasel would hide chametz, he's required to look for it. So what are you telling me here, that there's no isha to feed? Kolzman, you can eat it. You can feed your weasels. You're not afraid they'll hide it, because if they hide it, you're not either. The Gemara says, there you'll have to be bathing the whole house. So you see, you are either. Well, otherwise, why are you bathing the whole house? If it's admonition, we're warned, after Bedikas Chametz, which you leave over, you have to keep it in a secure place, but maybe a weasel will take it and hide it, and you have to make another Bedikas. So then how can you say here that it's mutar hatchila on Pesach by day, every Pesach by day, to give it to a weasel? Surely you have to be Bedik. And when we said above, they said above, there's nothing to worry about, a weasel hides it. So what's the more saying above? We're afraid a weasel might take it and have to make a bedikah. Talk about the kashi inside. She takes his kashi was, there the Gemara says you have to watch the chometz after the bedikah at night, because maybe a chul will take it, and that'll make it necessary to make a new bedikah in the whole house. And here you say, Pesach, every Pesach by day, it's mutar give a chatchila. Yes, Lem, it is answer. It's the chalek. It's a difference between chaye lechul de amegadlin bebotim. We're afraid that a tame weasel will come in and take it. A tame weasel will come in and take it. And even though the tame weasel hides things, but it doesn't hide it so perfectly that it's considered like destroyed. But if a wild weasel takes it, it's concealed so perfectly that there's nothing to worry about. Because then it's like, it's not there at all. If it's concealed so perfectly, he has no responsibility for it. As follows, yes, the chalik. Ben chaye, lechulde megadle lebotim. Dahi matzno kulhai. A chulde, that you attain when they grow, that you raise in the house, doesn't hide it that well. Kemei chulde hatomenes, that hides in in holes and stuck in cracks. So therefore, if it's a tame thing like a cat or a tame weasel, we're afraid you have to watch. They might come in and take it, and then they didn't hide it in a deep hole. They put it away someplace in the house. And therefore you have to be bathing the whole house. But if it's a wild one, when they hide it, it's considered like it's destroyed. Say that. And if you will learn Chaya, say a Chaya you could give, because a Chaya does a good job of hiding it. But a behemoth leaves it in the open, and the owner ignores it, doesn't notice it. On the Eber Bal Yeroe, so Teperish, Im Lo Bitla. The Eber Bal Yeroe is not Mevatl. But taste is old. If it's Mevatl, even though he didn't see it, he included it in the beetle. Not like Gosh. Tesis holds, im lo bitla, then is eva. even though the behemoth left it open in the stable on the floor. Only is Ava. When is it Ava? Only if it's not Mevatel. If it's Mevatel, it's not Ava. But Tezus holds once it's Mevatel, it means everything that's there to be Mevatel. Huadin, the Havimosel, the Mehmet, the Mosel, the Mehmet, come to eat. So therefore, again, the Pshat Nigmar like this is going to Tezus. Achaya, it's more poshet that you can feed Erev Pesach, the Chametz, because it'll be out of sight. But a behemoth might leave it in sight, and its owner is not mevatel chametz, and he doesn't know he has this chametz, but it's there, so he's Eva. Or even if he is mevatel, so he won't be Eva, but still, you have to get rid of the chametz, because Dilmo Silamecha might come to eat it. So therefore he might come to eat it. And therefore when it says, he'll be Eva. Not only Bal Yeroi is only if it wasn't not Mevatel, but if it's Mevatel, the Gemara could have said he'll be Eva, he might come to eat it. Say that. But the Mishnah holds, all these are Havamines, but the Mishnah says it's Mutter. As long as you can eat it, it's Mutter to feed behemoths and chayas, and we're not afraid to leave anything over, they'll eat it up. That's all. Four lines up from the Gemara. Umoichler enoch, you can sell it to a goy. The Gemara says, Pshita, certainly you can. If it says, it's muta behanoe, and it's muta to feed it to behemoths, so surely it's muta behanoe to sell it to a goy. So why tell me that? And for the Gemara, la puki mahaitana, to close out the opinion of this following Tana, says you cannot sell to a goy. The Tanya learned by Shammayim lo yimke odem chomsei lenochi. You shouldn't sell chomes to a goy before Pesach. Elohim ken yodeyabo sheyich lekeinim Pesach. Unless you know, it'll be used up before Pesach. Now Rashi says, in the bottom line, koidem sheyolei Pesach. Because so is Shammai whole, mitzvah all of levar, I mean ho'oilam, he has to get rid of the chametz, no matter where it is. Below, sheikhaim, it shouldn't be in existence. That's how Asher learns pshat. Could be another pshat, that's exeil, but then Asher learns that way. Shammai whole, your chametz cannot be sold to a goy, because it still has the name of your chametz on, even though you sold it. That's a big chumrah and a chiddush, and he's a hezba. But right now, that's all we're going to be able to say about. Later. Obeis hilayim, kol shor shemuter lechel, muter limke. If you can eat it, you can sell it. And therefore, when you sell it, it's not yours, and you have no responsibility for it. Have you the b'mesechav? He says, kutach, v'chol minei kutach. Kutach has, you like, sour cream, but it has chametz in it. Also, limke shleisha limke in the Pesach. Now look in Rashi, top line. Of Yudayim akutach in Eishnim, but he put in pirur elechem, pieces of bread, and it's also mishum chametz, shleisha miyayim. The svir leke beishama. Of Yudayim sells like beishama. Vizeh, einanechol maher. This you don't eat so fast. But the kutip is a dip. People dip things into it. They don't need it as is. Shein erchel ha'isu elo madbir made a dip in it. Behind ishlei shim yoyim. Now why mention 30 days before Pesach? Mishor shechal alov chevas bir. When the obligation to get rid of your chametz begins. Kishishay halim bihilchas Pesach. So you hold like Beis Shammai. So therefore, 30 days before Pesach you have to get rid of your kutip. Because, and you can't sell it. I mean, you can keep it and eat it up. But you can't sell it, because the goy might keep it for a long time, even into Pesach. And into Pesach, he holds like Beis Shammai that says, it's also for goy to have your chametz, even though you sold it to him. Now look at Tesis. It's a little difficult to say that we didn't even say holds like Beis Shammai. I mean, you do him a Tesis. Kuta, kuchol mini kuta. The Rebbe Osik Gevei Sila. that it's mutter to sell your chametz to a goy. So why is kutach also to sell to a goy? Also, the kutach mishum the shame balavala. People know who is the owner of this kutach. But yoidim shehu kutach shall play. They know the kutach this and this is oil. The Yisrael people will think she mechorei be pes ayinei nochi. They think during Pesach he sold it by means of a goy. And that's also the Havanaya. So therefore, that's the only reason. So the Gezeya, people might suspect him because of Chshad. They'll see the Kutach, let's say they'll see a can of Chaim's Kutach is still in existence in the goy's possession during Pesach. Although according to the Din, it's no Chshad because you sold it before Pesach. People would know you sold it before Pesach. People think you sold it during Pesach. Because Kutach is something that endures. That's one pshat. But this Tesha doesn't agree to say, I'm either going to say, it's like Veshana. And now another pshat. Yisbehmu, shebe Pesach mechara Yisrael enochli. On Pesach, Yisrael sold it directly to Goy. The same thing. Lachain, oysa Rabbi Yehuda, limkia kutach lenochli. But of pshat. But also Yishapim. This comes out right. After Rabbi Natan, the Meforesh, Bereish Elo Evrim, the Mutter Lashes Kutra Pesach. When Thomas says, Elo Evrim be Pesach, these things you have to get rid of on Pesach, and it's mentioned Kutra. He said, get rid, doesn't mean you have to destroy them. When Thomas learns, Kutra is one of the things you take off the table. It has to be removed from your table, your kitchen, you shouldn't come to eat it. But it's Mutter to hold on to it. He holds it not Chomez Gomor. Now, why not? It's a different question. But that's what he holds. And therefore, since it's not Chomez Gomor, therefore it's Mutter to have a Noyer. It's Mutter to keep it. Only you can't sell it. Also to sell. So therefore, even though Abayna Tam says Kutach is Mutter to keep it during Pesach, only it's Oyer. You have to take it off the table, out of your kitchen. But it's also to have anoya and selling it. So this can come out even according to Abayna Tam, who says, Kutach, you're able to keep in your shoes. Still it's also to sell. And the other people will be afraid of him that he sold it on Pesach, because Kutach endures. Say that to you. Right? In the Gemara, three shoes is down from the top. Now, I said above, you can feed it to behemoth, you can sell it to a goy, so why add the superfluous words in Mutter Bahanoi? Play more pshita, and from our Lord Tzlicha, Shecharoch, he scorched it, Kedem Zmanai, before the Zman Isa, he scorched it. He didn't burn it into coals, but he put it in a fire, it became blackened. And it tells us that now it remains muta. Even on Pesach, this scorched chametz is muta. Kamash belong to the rabbi. The rabbi, charoch, if he scorched it, kedem zmani, muta behanoia. I feel like even afterwards it's muta. It means, if, first of all, it became osa behanoia during Pesach, and then he scorched, if even burned into the ashes, it won't help. Because once it's osa b'hanoya, even the ashes should be osa. Because osa b'hanoya. But before it became osa b'hanoya, if he just scorched it, it's also good enough, and it cannot become osa b'hanoya during Pesach, say that. Following is just an announcement. We give our belated tanchumim to Achava, Mr. Mansur, who lost his father just before Sukkot. However, a good son is the best tanchumen. A good son is the best tanchumen. Now we go weiter. Rashi said that chorcho means it lost its taste and its appearance. It lost its taste and its appearance. Now look in Tesis. Chorcho kedem zmane. Muta behanoi aflarazman. Okay, says she nifso melecha lekal. He has to scorch it so much that a dog wouldn't eat it. Not merely superficially scorched. The binyan ach, and in any other manner, lo havishoy wouldn't be muta. Do me the pas sheib shevapelakama. The first paragraph pas that became moldy. Moldy means it's not fit for a keller. Said pas sheib ein a keller yochalo oichlo. Only then it loses its character of chama. So we see the criterion is if a keller would eat it or not. See that. In the Gemara, oh, valzman, but the time passed away of mut of heta, it's also banos. Frame of pshita, certainly. After the time of heta, it's also. And from Lord Tzriche, he's telling us l'shoy the rabbana. Even at the time when it's only also me the rabbana, it's also to eat. It's also Bahanoya. Our Mishnah holds that was also Bahanoya, it's also to eat, it's also Bahanoya. As we said last time, our Mishnah holds that was also to eat, it's also Bahanoya. The Omar Rav Gidl Omar Rav Chia Bar Yosef Omar Rav Yechanan Amekadesh Isha with Chometz. In the beginning of the sixth hour, even though it's only also with the Rabbana, she's not Mekudeshes. So even though he gives her something which Midaraisa is fit for eating, but Midarabbana is not fit, so he gives her something that's worthless. That's a Chiddush. Even though Midaraisa, what he gave her, is fit to eat, but since Midarabon is not fit to eat, it's like he gave her nothing. Afilo bechite kodenais, it's another chiddush. Even though it's a special kind of wheat, a hard wheat, so when water falls on it, when water falls on wheat, it becomes Midarabonin also, because it's only a shash chimetz. It doesn't really become a chometz gomor, because it has to soak in water before the wheat ferments. So you say, even though chita kodanais are tough kind of wheat, the water that might have much effect on it, still it's a little bit of shash chometz. So therefore, in that period, it's also considered like he gave her nothing, even though it's makadish with chita kodanais. And cheshesh in the kiddush say that. Although it's a shash chometz, so you might say it's a suffix of chometz. So it should be a suffix of kiddushin. The answer is the Chachomim said, if it rained on wheat, it's also. That's what we call the chash chometz. But that chash the Chachomim said it's also. What's the Chachomim say? It's Isa the Rabbon. If it's Isa the Rabbon, he didn't give anything. I'll go by Tani Gemara. And after the time when chometz is also, you cannot use it as fuel to heat a stove. Tanu v'kirayim. So Gemara says, pshita, certainly. If it's already also b'hanoe, certainly you cannot use chometz as fuel. And from our Lord Tzriche, Ela Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar. Rabbi Yehuda holds ein b'yor chometz ela sreife. He holds the mitzvah of getting rid of chametz is only when you burn it. He holds it's a mitzvah from the Torah to burn chametz. Now, we're going to learn when that is. Does it mean bisman, vishalo bisman? But right now I'm saying a general statement. Ein biyor chametz ala sreifa. Sal kedayat chametz, but enter the mind to say, ho yil v'omar rabbi mitzvah osa bisreifa. It's a mitzvah to burn it. So while he's burning it, this hami and they let him use the chametz. Let's say he has to destroy the chametz by burning. So I would say even after this man of Isa, let him put the chametz in his stove for fuel, and even though it's warming his house or he's going to cook something by it, but since he has to do the mitzvah of burning it, I may say it's muta to use it. Even though there's anoya, because it's a mitzvah, and what it's all about is we'll have to soon see in Taisvus. No, despite the fact that mitzvah to burn it, at that time that you're burning it, even then it's osa davanoi from the chometz. First say that. Now, tesis, that's one, two lines of this. Bahadi tesis, bahadi di gasorev lay, the sani mina. Bahadi di gasorev, while he's burning it, I might think he should have anoi. So tesis puts in these words. Now, this needs a perek, but we'll learn it as fast as we can. Mishum, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Oma, Chomez Bisreife, Ephraim Mutter. Means this. All those things that are Osa Bahanoe, not only Chomez. Now, there are two ways of getting rid of it. Some, it's a din you have to burn them. Some, there's a din burying them is enough. So, all those that the mitzvah is burning them, so the ashes are Mutter Bahanoe. So since the ash, since Rabbi Yehuda holds burning chometz, that's a mitzvah of it, to burn it. So therefore the ashes would be mutar. The Tanya Peri Basra this movie, call on Israel, all those things that you have to burn to get rid of them, Ephron mutar. So a kasal god, therefore I would think, but how they dig a sorvlay, since the ashes are going to be mutar, this Hanukkah you'll be able to have anoy also from the burning chometz. So he says no. Since it's not ashes yet, it's also to have an oil from it. After it becomes ashes, it'll be mutter. Now there are others who say, Aval Abono, the aim is was to be slave. They hold there's no mitzvah to burn chametz. The Abi may not need burn, you can bury it. Now we may be telling Basad and Bura, Ephron also. So there the ashes are also. Because there's no you didn't do a mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, it's all accomplished, so the ashes are mutter. But since there's no mitzvah to burn it, so the ashes are also. If you burned it after Zmanah. But Pshita, according to the Chachamim, surely if the ashes are also, then the Behadi, the Gesor, while he's burning it before it becomes ashes, surely also learn this man. See that taste, that's where we stop. Omar Chizkiyo. Minayin lechomet bepesach she'osu behanoye. Now the Torah states openly you shouldn't eat chometz. But how do I know you cannot sell chometz on Pesach? Or use it for other purposes? That's also Bahanoia. That's what Chizkiah is coming to tell us. Shenema lo ye ochel chometz. Now that expression is unusual. It should say lo sochlu chometz. Lo ye ochel. Chometz should not be eaten. So it means lo yehei bo heter achile, there shouldn't be anything that is makes it permissible to eat, which means as follows. If you have the right to sell chometz, you can exchange it for other things. You can exchange it for apples. But since it said lo yeochel, it means not only you shouldn't eat chometz, but chometz shouldn't cause you to eat anything by exchanging it for something else. So chometz is also b'hanoi, according to Chizkiah, but it says lo ye ochel. You don't have any heter to get achile by means of chometz. Although it's not interested here in the matter of achile, but just like you cannot get food by means of exchanging it for chametz, you cannot use chametz for any other thing. You can't exchange it, you cannot sell it. So chametz is also banoy because of this pasuk, lo yeoch. Time, what's the reason that he says that means isa hanoy? Because of rachmona lo yeoch el chametz. Ho lo ksi lo yeoch. If it didn't say lo yeochel, it would have said some other expression. I would say, isa achile mashma, isa hanoi lo mashma. It means only isa achile, but not isa hanoi. So therefore, wherever the Torah says you should not eat, or he should not eat, or similar expressions, it means only it's also to eat, but hanoi is not also. Like it says, by nevela, you shouldn't eat nevela. What? You can sell it. It's muta de avanoia. Only here, because it says lo ye ohel, it means it's osa de avanoe. All other places where you don't have the word lo ye ohel, you have lo suchlu, and so on, it's mutar de avanoe. Say that. O pliga de Rabbi Abahu. This opinion of Chizkiya differed with Rabbi Abahu. That's the suget that we're going to learn from now on. The machlekes of Chizkiya and Rabbi Abahu. The Omer Rabbi Abahu, kol mokim shenema lo yeuchal, lo seichu, lo seichu. Any expression of not eating, not only lo yeuchal, any expression of not eating, echad isa achile, echad isa anoe, b'mashma. It means both. It's also to eat and it's also to sell or to have any anoe from. Ad sheyifrit lecho akosim, unless the pasuk specifies that it's mutar to have hanoi, kederech shepogat lecho bin nevela, like the way that the Torah specified by nevela. It said you should not eat nevela, but you can sell it. It says you can give it to a ger or sell it to a goy. So since the Torah specifies there, we say only there it's mutar to have hanoi to sell it to a goy. But the Torah wouldn't have specified any expression of not eating means isa hanoi. So now we have a machlekes. Chizkiya says the language of not eating does not mean it's osa de hanoi. Only the word lo ye ochel. What Rabbi Abahu says, any expression of lo sochlu means also isa hanoi, unless the Torah specified as muta de hanoi. Say that. Betanya will end up by saying, call nevela. The ger, that is ger means a ger toishav, who was mekabel upon himself not to be a oved avede zara. But he eats nevelas. Called a ger toishav. The ger asher bishior echo titnan, he should give it to the ger, he should eat it, or mocher enough, or sell it to a guy. So the Baraisa goes on. I only know Ella the Gael bin Nesina, that you can give it away free to a Gael, like it says Titnano, or the Nochi bin Mechira, and to a Goy you can sell it. But to give it away free to a Goy, I don't know that the Pasuk would permit it. Maybe you only can sell it to a Goy, not give it as a gift. The Gael bin Mechira bin Nain, how do I know you can sell it to a Gael? Even for money, you can sell it to him in the Vela. Talmud Lugimera, see that pasuk, you can read two ways as follows. The ger asher bishorecha titneno o mochoya. Period. You can give it to the ger or sell it. And you can stop there if you want. And therefore, the Torah says both things for the ger. Now, the nochri bin esinim enayim. How do I know you can give it to a goy as a gift? Talmud lema, titneno ve'achol, you can give it, and he eats. O mocher or sell it, lenochri. So he takes the words in the middle, giving and selling, and he applies it to the two end words, ger and nochri. So on one side it says ger, and the end it says nochri. And between it says giving and selling, so he says, a man says giving and selling applies equally to the first as to the last word, to ger and to the nochri. So now you have found, it comes out that you say, echod ger ve'echod nochri, bein b'mechira, bein b'nesid divra mea. Either way, a man says. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, he says, no. The vorim kichsovam. The words are exactly like written, which means, and you pause there. To a ger, you have to give it, not to sell it. And to give it away, you have an avela, you give it to a ger free. The ger bin nesina, or the nochri bin mechira, or mocher the nochri. You can sell it to a guy, don't give it away as a gift. No gifts, you have to sell it to a guy. Now, we'll see more about this machlega soon. But in the meantime, we see that the Torah specified and gave permission to sell it and give it. So it's mutar b'hanoyah. So therefore, Rabbi Avohu says, if the Torah wouldn't have specified, I would think it's also b'hanoyah. Although it says only you shouldn't eat. It doesn't say yay or hail there. So we see any expression that says you shouldn't eat includes isa hanoyah. Unless the Torah specifies, like it did specify in the case of an avela. Say that. Tasteless cornmeal, kimshinem alo, yay or hail. Or yoichal, any expression, according to Rabbi Avohu, means isa hanoyah too. Station Tamar, Yehenean and Echomet Vipesa, because if a person has anoia, he should get koras, just like he eats, gets koras. Dog Siv says, Ki kol oichel chomet v'nichrasa. And therefore, if any language of Achila, according to Rabbo, includes Hanoya, so the Venichrasa goes on Hanoya too. The Chitema, Enoch Hanani. And if you want to say it actually is so, that they're having Hanoya from Chomets on Pesach. It's Korah, just like eating. In Cain, the Kamon, further. The boy, you might ask, my Ike ben Chizkiel Ababa, what's the difference between them? Lema, let's say this is a big difference between them. The Ike Benai, the difference is whole. According to Rabbi Tuchiski, only Ye Ochel means Isa Hanoya. But Kikol Oichel does not mean Isa Hanoya. So the Nichvesa, which is written by Kikol Oichel Chomets, does not include Hanoya. Only Ye Ochel includes Hanoya, but not Kikol Oichel. But Ababoa says any language of Achille includes Hanoya. So Kikol Echel also includes Hanoya. So that would be a big difference between them. That there's Koras according to Rabbi Abohu for having Hanoya from Chomets. According to Chizki, would not be. See up here. So according to Rabbi Abohu, any expression of Achille means Hanoya also. So the Pasuk says, Kikol Echel Chomets v'nichlisa. We're talking about Koras. That Echel should include Hanoya too? So if you begin Koras for Hanoya, Chizkiya wouldn't say that. Chizkiya is only lo ye ochel means Hanoya. But by the Pasuk of Koras, it says, it doesn't say ye ochel, it's ki kol ochel. So that would be a big difference between the two. If there's a chi of Koras, we're having Hanoya from Chomets or Pesach. Yesh Eimari. The lo ye ochel, the lo soichel, all these expressions where there's a lo, you shall not. Yalthini, we learn, Miloisechu, from Loisechu Kol Nevela, which would have meant Isa Hanoya too, if the Torah wouldn't have specified as Muta to give it or sell it. So we say, where there's a Lo, Lo Yeochel, Lo Yeochel, Lo Sechlu, there you learn from Nevela that would mean Isa Hanoya too. But Ki Kol Eichel, there's no word Lo there. This much we don't have a right, but the expressions are not the same. So therefore, Tesis says, Rabbi Abo insists on a lo, you should not eat. That means Hanoya. But when it says, anyone who eats will be high of Koras, that eating means just plain eating. It doesn't refer to Hanoya. Say that. So Tesis answered, when does Rabbi Abohu explain an expression of Achille to include Hanoi only when it is expressed in a language of lo, you should not eat. But when you don't have a lo, it says ki kol oichel chomets. Doesn't say any lo in that pasuk. So there, the rule doesn't apply, and it means only Achille and not Hanoi.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051. or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.